This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mark Grody.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
He joins us live on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. With you, but time for our friend Mark Grody. He's going to be on the show on Monday, but we couldn't wait with this blockbuster news coming out from ESPN and Seth Wickersham about Caleb Williams. We wanted to bring him in to just go over what he knows and what he thinks about whenever this story came out. Hey, Mark, how are you?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I mean, like, I have two distinct sides to what is going down or what we now know went down with the Bears. My first instinct, honestly, was to celebrate. I was on last night. Sometimes when I'm away from you guys, I need the work at night. So I did work last night. I'm sorry. I didn't want to have to reveal that to you. Marshall might have come on the show last night, Layla.
Two segments.
Wow.
Two segments. And I told him why the Bears are going 7-10.
I had 9-8, by the way. We could talk about that.
I still think they should win 10 games. We're going to get back to the schedule on Monday, by the way, Grody. You got a lot of catching up to do. We'll talk to you about it offline.
All my schedule thoughts for Monday. But honestly, like, it's a great moment that we came so close to not having Caleb Williams in this town. And it was Caleb Williams who made the decision to not nuke Chicago. Quote, I can do it for this team. I am going to the Bears. Celebrate that this catastrophic potential didn't occur. Like, if that had happened, if he had gone to the UFL, or if somehow, some way he ended up with a different team like the Minnesota Vikings, I can't think of anything that would have been more sports catastrophic in this town than that. And I have seen, and you guys have seen, a lot of sports catastrophe in this town. So there was part of me that was like, what are we all getting mad about here? The player ultimately said, no, Dad, I do want to go to the Chicago Bears. Now, the other part of this is, the part that really got me pissed off, is the film watching part, that he would watch film alone with no instructions or guidance from the coaches. No one tells me what to watch. That's what Caleb Williams was telling to his dad, Carl. And all I could think of was, and I talked about this in real time as the episodes were going on HBO Hard Knocks, how they were cramming it down our throats that Matt Eberflus is sitting in a video room with Caleb Williams showing him certain things. Every single episode, there was a moment where they were shoving it down our throats. It was a scam, man. Like, the idea that he was being coached, and now we know that he was not being coached, just angers me. And I don't know if that was, like I suspected that it was the Bears trying to help his reputation a little bit, because it obviously had been muddied quite a bit for Matt Eberflus because the team had been bad and lost 10 in a row and all of that kind of thing. And they just made a big point of showing us that there was coaching going on when, in fact, there wasn't coaching going on. So that's the part that really got me worked up, guys.
Mark, to be clear, there was coaching going on. It was just very poor coaching. I think that's the lesson that we take away from this is what Matt Eberflus and his staff were actually up to.
Whoa. What was all this tactics talk?
It was just talk, Layla. It was just talk. And that's what we learn when we talk about steps were skipped early on. There was a lot of talk going on, but then when
mistakes
you get on... Mistakes were made. Then they would get on the field, and they'd be like, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. And I think, Mark, and you tell me if you agree with this, I think there was probably a thought process, whether that was from Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles, and then the offensive coordinator and Shane Waldron, that these were just growing pains and he would adjust. But there wasn't enough done to control the process and the evaluate the actual progress of Caleb Williams.
Yeah, and I'll go back to the coaching. Like there were indications, you know, from the players, from Mercedes Lewis, from Keenan Allen, that there had to be harder coaching going on, which Caleb Williams supposedly, because he would say it, desired that hard coaching that he wasn't getting out there. So, yeah, there were people around him. But the idea, again, going back to the HBO Hard Knocks, the idea that it was going to be Matt Eberflus that was going to develop this quarterback, because that's what they were telling us. That's what they were trying to tell us while they were trying to clean up the reputation of Matt Eberflus, that he was going to be the guiding force. I mean, I laugh even thinking about it, that, you know, maybe Matt Eberflus deserves the least criticism in this, because I don't think he had anything to do with what the offense was doing other than not saying that it wasn't okay, other than not stepping in and saying, what the hell is going on here, and really questioning what the offensive coordinator was doing. Unfortunately, the head coach wasn't questioning it. The players in the locker room were questioning it at every turn they could with reporters on the record, off the record. And so it just, like, I'm worked up about it, and I know everything's better now. I just feel like everybody was kind of scammed last year now that we know what we kind of thought we knew.
Well, and that's it, is that as a collective, Mark, fans knew. Our listeners sure knew. You and I knew. Marshall knew, and Marshall was at Channel 2 at the time. Casual observers of the Bears knew. The number one question was, can they develop a quarterback? The number two question was, hasn't really happened. Look at the yardage totals. Number three was Colin Cowherd coming out and saying what everybody suspected at the time anyway. And now we have the proof that it was there. We all did some level of mental gymnastics to try to tell ourselves that Caleb Williams would be in a better situation than what he ultimately ended up in last year.
Yeah, I mean, we all tried to rationalize what Shane Waldron may be able to do because of what he was able to do previously to coming to the Bears. So everybody kind of said, okay, let's give this a shot. Let's see what's going on. And look, and I said this too many times, and I'll say it again. Like, in theory, I liked what they were doing with Caleb Williams on the field to begin the season, because they were letting him do everything. They were treating him like, This is a generational quarterback. This is the number one overall pick. This is the guy that everybody's been anticipating, like they were anticipating Trevor Lawrence and quarterbacks previous to that as well, that were considered generational guys. But he couldn't handle the full load that they put on him, and they were really, really slow to adjust. I don't think they ever did adjust until maybe Thomas Brown came in here and he talked about adjusting and doing different things. So it's really... like, and here's the part where, you know, and we're all kind of on the same page here. Like, things seem really good now. The Bears are now comporting themselves like a big boy team with the moves that they have made by getting the guy in Ben Johnson, by solidifying some things on their offensive and defensive lines. But guess what? Guess what happened in the process? Guess what the consequences are now, and that is relevant from the past? Caleb Williams got ripped off of a year of development. Now, can he catch up? Maybe. I'd like to think it's possible that with Ben Johnson being here, considering the resume that he has. but you're never going to get that year back. So you had that year taken away from you where you didn't learn rudimentary, fundamental things because of the way this coaching staff was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It is Grody time here on a Friday here on Raheemy and Harris as we lead you up to Cubs White Sox, the Crosstown Series at Wrigley. Pre-game coverage for that begins at 12:45. Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer have first pitch at 1:20 on the score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We're going to get to that with Ryan McGuffey in our next segment. Right now, let's hammer down a little bit on what you were talking about, specifically with Caleb Williams and our reaction to this story about him not wanting to come to Chicago. I don't think that's as big of a deal because he eventually, as you said, Mark, he changed his mind. He's here. Ben Johnson is also here. He's in what you would think would be the best hands for development. But it's not the year of development missing that I'm the most concerned about. It's the trauma that was done in that year. When you hear about stories about him having trouble, you know, falling asleep, thinking about all the things that have gone wrong, the 10-game losing streak. And in listening to that Colin Cowherd interview with Ben Johnson right after this is all released, what was your biggest takeaway about what Ben Johnson had to say about all of this? Because I know mine was he gave us kind of an insight into where they are right now with that development, and that's the footwork portion of this. At least that was the biggest takeaway for me.
Yeah, it's funny. Like when I heard the footwork part of it, Marshall, I was like, oh, here we go again. Another quarterback who needs help with the footwork, because these were the same talking points we heard from Matt Nagy with Mitch Trubisky, and then the same thing with Matt Nagy and Matt Eberflus and Luke Getsy with Justin Fields. And
oh,
now here
there was
we are
some
again.
Read progression when it came to Trubisky. Read progression was a big discussion.
What does that mean? Read progression?
Read progression.
Oh,
progression through the reads.
I thought you said read.
You know that whole like look at the field and know where you're throwing.
No, thing? He thought you said reprogression as in redoing progression, like R E hyphen progression.
Oh, I get it now. And when he asked the question, I thought R E E, and I'm like, wait, that's not.
No,
a
no,
word.
It was the R E.
No, I got you, Layla. You're right. Yeah, that was the fatal flaw for Mitch Trubisky. He was seeing half the field. And so eventually they took away half the field from him when they finally realized they had to amputate what he had.
Not
out
amputate.
Yeah, they did.
It got really violent.
They had to cut it off. That's what they did. And there were similar things with Justin Fields, who, and it's amazing to me still, like when I think about Justin Fields, that he had one of a historic year for a quarterback with his legs, but none of it mattered. None of us will talk about that. We'll look at Justin Fields and call that a failed quarterback for the Chicago Bears relative to where he was picked.
Speaking of that, this segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. But part of the reason we wanted to have you on, Mark, was because of all the things that Bears players have said in the past couple of years. When you hear this, I think justified by QB1's dad, it makes you want to go back and listen. A lot of people brought up the Justin Fields coaching comment, so I want to play it for you. Now knowing what you know, having been in the room, and then knowing this information now.
Of course, you know, things that I didn't like, I felt like, you know, I wasn't necessarily playing my game. Felt like I was kind of robotic and, you know, not playing like myself. So, my goal this week is just to, you know, say effort and just go out there and, you know, play football how I know how to play football. And that's not, that includes thinking less and just going out there and, you know, playing off of instincts rather than just of, you know, so much, so to say, info in my head, data in my head, and literally just going out there playing football. I mean, just going back to it's a game, and that's it, because that's when, you know, I play my best is when I'm just out there playing free and being myself, so.
What do you think was causing you to think so much, maybe think too much?
You know, could be, coaching.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Mark, and the then, floor is yours.
And then Dan Wiederer sent out a tweet, pulled the grenade out, rolled it in there. Weedsy, my guy from the Take the North podcast, goes absolutely viral. We are then guided back to the locker room. We all, the media that was there, marched down to the locker room. We gathered around Justin Fields' locker, and he was as angry. It was really the only time I ever saw Justin Fields angry. He was like, put it on me. Put it on me. Put it good. Put it on me.
And he was right, by the way. He was 100% right there.
I mean, we all looked at it.
Not to put
then.
It on him, but that the coaching was a problem.
Yes. And the fact, like, even go back, not just that last deadly line that we played and we all had a certain reaction to, but what he was saying even prior to it, where he was like, I'd F it. And look, all quarterbacks are going to and should get a lot of info and data, as he said. But that says to me that Justin Fields was getting bad information and bad data or a playing style or a playbook that he was uncomfortable with. And look, like I said, Fields called us all down and he kind of was like, he didn't want to throw his coaches under the bus. But quite frankly, he threw his coaches under the bus in that case. And he probably was justified in doing that. So, boy, this looks, I mean, when I hear that too, Wiederer never backed off of what he tweeted and what he put out there. But I think that this justifies what he said. Even if it was a little crass the way he worded it, I think this justifies what Dan said in that moment. And Dan, you know, had to clean some things up back then, felt like bad about it. But look, man, everything that went on and some of the things that we were hearing back then are all coming to light here at this point. Now, you know, did the Bears ruin Justin Fields? I don't think so. I think Justin Fields has his own issues as a quarterback, and maybe we'll find out. Maybe he comes to life this year with the Jets. I'll always root for Justin Fields to do well, but he did have his own flaws that went around with it. But the Bears certainly did not help this quarterback to progress beyond some of those limitations.
The lesson here for me, Layla, Mark, the Bears under Matt Eberflus had a broken quarterback incubator, and they replaced it with a dollar store quarterback incubator to the point where Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles went out and spent top dollar on the best quarterback incubator they could find on the open market.
That's a great way to put it, Marshall. And look, one of the things that I was saying last night was I'm going to give Kevin Warren some credit here for this whole process of while he's completely supported Ryan Poles, and maybe that's justified, like you give your young general manager a few chances here and there. I think there was some naivete on the part of Ryan Poles in listening to Trace Armstrong, who strong-armed him maybe just a little bit into putting his guys out there. But when I think about it, I believe that Ryan Poles had the final decision on who the head coach would be because that's what Kevin Warren told us. But I also believe that Kevin Warren was way more at the table, way more less likely to let the process be autonomous on the part of Ryan Poles and his, you know, and Ian Cunningham and the rest of his scouts or whoever he wants to be in the room. I think Kevin Warren probably insisted upon being briefed and being in the room for every single thing that went on. And you could say what you want to say about Kevin Warren with some of the showboating that he has done that has maybe rubbed some people the wrong way. But this man knows how to make a presentation to people. He knows how to sell himself. He knows how to sell the Chicago Bears. And that is what he has done every time that he has opened a microphone. So I do believe that it is possible that he had some effect with Ben Johnson or cleaning some things up with the Chicago Bears and doing things differently. I don't want Kevin Warren to be any part of personnel or get in the way of what Ryan Poles is doing, what he did in the draft or what he did in free agency. That needs to be all Ryan Poles, and Kevin Warren needs to stay out of it. But the fact that he was kind of like, okay, what's going on here? Tell me everything. I want to know everything that's going on here. I do believe that he had some sort of effect, and I do give him credit for that.
Well, apparently he also knows how to do a Friday news dump, because the Tribune is reporting that the Bears stadium focus is at Arlington Heights. You know, that 326 yeah. acre property that they bought to build the stadium.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've been saying all along, and I'll say it again. I wanted that stadium to be downtown. I'm a sucker for that location. I think it is beautiful. And this comes from a person who would be affected by it if taxpayers had to pay it, because I do live in the city of Chicago. But And that's another thing, too. I was at the Kevin Warren presentation of Soldier Field, and it was a wonderful, wonderful presentation. And a lot of people didn't like some of it because it was a little over the top. There were prayers, but they brought out all the stops, and it made me believe, yeah, this is possible. You don't put that many resources into a presentation. I also believe that Kevin Warren truly wanted it downtown. But we all know the state of Illinois, and the governor really was just sort of like, sorry, not sorry. It's not going to happen. This is like every step they just kind of said, yeah, we love the Bears. Bears are cool. Go Bears. But no, we're not going to give you the funding to build this stadium downtown. So it is a beautiful piece of property. It's going to be weird if they do go ahead, and this is not official yet, but they've, as you said, Layla, they've moved their attention to Arlington Heights. It's going to be weird. I'm probably not going to like it at first, but if I'm still covering games for the Chicago Bears then, and I go into that dome and cover games, I'm probably going to absolutely love it.
Yeah, Mark, we are late to break, but I just wanted to throw that out there before we went. Thank you so much for your time, Groats. We'll see you Monday, and we'll go over the schedule then. But here's the thing. It was always going to be in Arlington Heights.
Thanks,
they just
Mark.
Got a better tax rate.
Thank you, guys. Real quick, guys, just because I want to do a quick shout out. I will be on the TV tonight on Fox 32 at 10:30 with Cassie Carlson of Fox 32 for her show, The Offseason. So check it out, yo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.